KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkin up to Castle Cape, gale warning today. Today, south winds 35 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. And Saturday, south winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, south winds 30 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarasheft, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 16 feet with rain. Tonight, south winds 25 knots, seas 12 feet with rain. And Saturday, northeast winds 25 knots, seas 11 feet with rain. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, south winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. And Saturday, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet with rain. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarasheft, small craft advisory through Saturday. Today, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Tonight, east winds 20 knots, becoming southeast 30 after midnight, seas 8 feet with rain. And Saturday, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 12 feet with rain and snow. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, rain. Highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s. South winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to 40. Tonight, rain. Lows in the 30s to 40s. Southeast winds 10 to 25 miles per hour. And Saturday, rain. Highs in the mid-30s to mid-40s. Southeast winds 15 miles an hour. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 2:04 a.m. at 4 feet 4 inches. A high at 9:23 a.m. at 6 feet 11 inches. And a low tonight at 5:36 at 10 inches. Your sun rose at 9:46 this morning and your sun will set at 6:02, giving us 8 hours and 16 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, there's a special weather warning for the Eastern Aleutians this weekend, and the Alaska Board of Education has released a draft statewide cell phone policy. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by GCI. Fiber Plus Internet is now available in Unalaska. GCI now offers high-speed internet in your community at the same plans and same pricing as Anchorage. More information at gci.com/internet.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson with some local news on Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Unalaska's U.S. Coast Guard Marine Safety Unit is responding to a distressed vessel near the island's landfill. The FV Northern Endurance ran aground near Aluluk Bay along Summer Bay Road sometime Thursday morning. The Unalaska Fire Department responded to the incident around noon. According to a statement from the fire department, quote, the on-scene commander contacted the vessel captain and confirmed there were no injuries to crew members aboard, as well as no additional hazardous conditions, end quote. After arriving at the scene, the department released the incident to the local Coast Guard team. According to officials with the City of Unalaska, the 78-foot vessel had already arranged for a local marine salvage company to assist them in getting off the rocks. The Marine Exchange of Alaska is a Juneau-based nonprofit organization that communicates critical maritime information like vessel tracking and radio communications. Officials with the nonprofit say they're not sure of the cause of the incident, but the vessel's track line followed a fairly straight path after turning to come into Dutch Harbor. They said the vessel could have run aground for a number of reasons, including mechanical errors, human errors, or issues with the navigation system. Summer Bay Road leading out to the landfill is currently blocked. There's a special weather warning for the Eastern Aleutians this weekend. A series of storms are bringing heavy rain to the region starting today. According to a statement from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, rainfall could reach between 2 to 3.5 inches by Sunday. The heaviest rain will likely come today through this evening, especially for Unalaska. On top of that, there is a high wind warning for the Eastern Aleutians as well. That is in effect through 10 o'clock tonight. Winds are expected to blow from the south at 40 to 60 miles per hour, with gusts up to 80 miles per hour. The Unalaska Department of Public Safety urges locals to secure loose objects that could be blown around or damaged by the wind. Folks should prepare for the possibility of widespread power outages and use caution when driving. The Alaska Board of Education and Early Development released a draft statewide cell phone policy during their meeting yesterday. The policy allows school districts to restrict cell phone usage by students in class, with exemptions for medical reasons and other educational purposes. The board recommends districts adopt the restrictions, but the policy stops short of requiring it. Alaska Education Commissioner Dina Bishop says districts would retain control over many of the policy specifics.
Those smaller details that are quite important to the place and the space would be district decisions.
Many schools have enacted their own cell phone restrictions in recent years and reported positive outcomes, including a significant decrease in student discipline. The board's draft policy differs from a proposed state Senate bill that would require schools to enact their own cell phone restrictions or adopt the state board's version. It would also prohibit cell phone use during lunch periods. Bishop says the policy aims to strike a balance with student cell phone use.
I honestly feel that if we don't pass something, it's like having a liquor cabinet open and saying, you know what, kids, just regulate yourself on that.
The board will gather feedback from school district superintendents and vote on the policy in March. Offices across the country were closed on Monday in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the federal holiday that honors the civil rights icon. But in the Northwest Arctic, the day also honors an icon, Inupiaq healer and midwife Della Keats, whose work in traditional medicine built the foundation for tribal doctor programs across Alaska. KOTZ's Desiree Hagen reports.
Della Keats, you might be familiar with the name. The University of Alaska Anchorage has two programs named in her honor for rural or Alaska Native students pursuing careers in healthcare. The Alaska Federation of Natives recognizes healthcare providers with their Della Keats Healing Hands Award. In 2009, Keats was inducted into the Alaska Women's Hall of Fame. But for Eli Booth, she has a more important title.
Della Keats was my great-grandmother, my mom's mom's mom.
Keats passed away when Eli was 11. He remembers her as the kindest person he's known. He says she always kept her door open, welcoming in people who were sick or hurting and helping them if she was able.
The way she interacted with people was just amazing to watch. You know, she had a healing spirit and she healed a lot of people.
Largely self-taught, Keats walked into worlds, combining traditional and Western medicine. She was born in a sod house on the Noatak River in 1907 and learned from anatomy books and from processing caribou and other animals. She began practicing medicine in her 20s and worked as a midwife, helping women deliver babies. A large part of her knowledge came from listening to older generations. Here's Keats speaking in a video produced by the Alaska Medical Library.
You should learn and ask around what the things they do long time ago in early days, what they use for healing from your parents, because your parents learned something from their parents before white people came.
A midwife who Keats trained delivered another Booth, Eli's cousin Stephen Booth, in Keats's log cabin in Noatak. Keats was Stephen Booth's great aunt. He says he regrets not spending more time with her while she was alive.
I was too young to realize that I could learn from her.
Stephen went on to become a certified nurse, but felt like something was missing.
One elder man said, you're not helping us, you're just giving us meds and stuff like that. We need help with our body. And there was a tribal doctor position open, so I filled out and got a job with them.
After training, Stephen worked for 2 decades as a tribal doctor for South Central Foundation, an Anchorage-based Alaska Native healthcare organization. Tribal doctors use traditional practices and remedies rather than relying solely on Western medicine. Although Stephen couldn't learn from Keats directly, he said he learned from watching videos of her teaching methods, especially the ones related to touch and massage.
Put his little third finger right here on the middle, like this.
Many of these videos of Keats were filmed by the Manelik Association as training material when they started their tribal doctor program in the 1970s.
Your fingers, yeah. I'm going to...
Stephen says he also learned other aspects of traditional healing from these videos and other tribal doctors. This included the use of medicinal tundra plants such as willow, sourdough, and stinkweed, also known as wormwood. Adequate sleep, an active lifestyle, laughing, and a healthy diet incorporating Alaska Native foods were also foundations of traditional health and healing. But above all else, Stephen says faith is most important.
They trust in God. They know that the Lord is the healer. He just uses our hands if we're willing.
Keats would also incorporate prayer into checkups. Cheryl Richards is the only full-time tribal doctor for a Manelik Association. Although she says she never met Keats personally, Richards is thankful for her role in establishing the program that she now leads. Richard says the tribal doctor program just started up again after a several-year break during the pandemic, and she hopes it will remain strong for years to come.
My goal is to one day retire and look back and say, this program's going to survive. It's going to thrive.
And Richard says in order for the program to thrive, she hopes, like Keats, she can pass her knowledge to younger generations. In Kotzebue, I'm Desiree Hagen.
Let's take a look at community events coming up over the week and into the weekend. Unangam Tanu class takes place at the high school in room 180 tonight, starting at 6. This program is free and everyone is welcome. And community open mic night is Sunday, starting at 5 at the Burma Road Chapel. Share your talent in a supportive and inclusive environment, or just sit back and enjoy the show. Performances are by and for all ages. Head to the community calendar at kucb.org for more information on upcoming events. And tune in tomorrow at noon and 5 o'clock right here at KUCB for a new episode of the Bering Sea Barometer. Join your host, Captain Pete Nathan, for an update on fishing in the region. You can find all episodes of the podcast on our website and on Spotify. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Maggie Nelson, and you're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org, and please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, as well as an environmental assistant. The Shimigin Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a housekeeper and a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is looking for an administrative assistant. The City of Sandpoint is looking for a financial director. The Idago Tribe of King Cove is looking for a tribal administrator, a part-time or full-time IGAP assistant, and a solid waste recycling technician. The Belkoski Tribe of King Cove is looking for a part-time IGAP assistant, a full-time Belkoski Environmental Program assistant, and a part-time Pultab sales clerk. Aleutian Housing Authority is hiring a lead carpenter for King Cove. Eats is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They are also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove of Community Health Aid for False Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. APIA is in need of a family advocate for Sandpoint, for King Cove, and for False Pass, and a cultural preservation specialist for Accutan. And your community announcements today will be the latest of the AML Sockeye Classic schedule. For today, we have the King Cove Rookies versus the Dillingham Wolverines at 12:30, the Eagles versus the Manicotic Lynx at 5, the Lady Eagles versus the New Caledon Malamutes at 6:30, and the T-Jacks versus the Kalignik Huskies at 8. You can tune into that live here on KSDP, or you can watch on the Sandpoint School Sports page. And today is January 24th, 2025. Happy birthday to Sydney Wilson. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown, we have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone. We took the time, no one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over. Starting.
when he was 25. See jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when the ceiling glows from moths and sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the sod from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, Sam with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you can't, I'm a dude man.
Oh, the young dude.
Hey, dude.
Carry the news.
Where are you?
Boogaloo dude.
Stand up.
Carry the news. Oh, the young dude.
I want to hear you.
Carry the news.
It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed. Oh, is that concrete all around? Or is it in my...
Express, gets you there. We're on the train to Bay.
KSDP broadcast on the media from 7 to 8 a.m. every Saturday. On the media is an hour-long weekly radio program hosted by Bob Garfield and Brooke Gladstone. Covers journalism, technology, and First Amendment issues. It is produced by WNYC in New York City.
Come to our home. In my mind I see a mirage on the wall. What unfortunately is not there at all. So I guess I'll draw my mirage on the wall.
we'll get into something real nice, you know.
Here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you.
You're listening to 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too